This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Guadalupe Barajas. Last name, B for boy, A for apple, R, A for apple, J, A for apple, S for Sam. First name, Guadalupe, G, U, A for apple, D for David, A for apple, L for Larry, U, P for Peter, E for Europe. Date, February 24, 2022. Period, paragraph. She's a 36-year-old female patient who comes with a history of palpitation, which used to happen with having coffee or caffeine-containing products for last 2 years, along with the feeling of heart pounding. She notices some chest discomfort, period. She notices that her heart rate is about 140 to 150 beats per minute with her Apple watch. Apple, A for apple in capital letters, P for Peter, P for Peter, L for Larry, E for Europe, watch, W, A, T for Tom, C, H, period. New paragraph. In last 6 months, the frequency of palpitation has increased and she's experiencing about 2 to 3 episodes per week period. On an average, when she has a palpitation, they would last for about 5 to 10 minutes and she would then try to relax and starts feeling better, period. The heart rate, according to the patient, decreases gradually, period. So there, period. There is no sudden decrease in heart rate, period. And it may take about 5 to 10 minutes, period. The symptom of palpitation can happen anytime. For example, recently she had episode at the time of dinner, period. Also, it can happen at rest or with activity or at work if there is some stressful situation, period. The symptom of chest discomfort would last almost same time as palpitation. There is, period, there is no radiation and there is no accompanying features, period. Sometimes the chest discomfort has happened without any palpitation and only for a short duration, period. New paragraph. She says if she's asked to walk, she can walk about a mile, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of cough with expectoration, edema of feet, bleeding tendency, or GI problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history. She works in the emergency room and also in MD's office. MD, M capital, D for David capital, MD, MD's office, period. She's 5 feet 1 inch tall and her weight is 149 pound, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension except at times her diastolic blood pressure is higher than 80 millimeters of mercury, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history. Her last menstrual period started approximately on February 3, 2022, period. She has a history of 3 full-term normal delivery, but they were all delivered by C-section, C for Charlie K, capital letter section, S for Sam, E for Europe, C for Charlie, T for Tom, I, O, N for Nancy, S, period, new paragraph. Allergy none, period, new paragraph. Social history, C does not smoke, comma, does not take excessive amount of coffee, and only occasionally she would take alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father is 60 year old and he has a hypertension, comma, diabetes, and heart problem, period. He also had a cerebrovascular accident, period. History of coronary artery bypass surgery 6 years ago, period. Mother is 72 year old and she has anxiety, comma, hypertension and diabetes plus history of atrial fibrillation, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsal pedis 1 by 4 and both posterior tibial 2 by 4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 146 over 100 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line and normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak and 2x6 ejection systolic murmur in left lower parasternal area, which raises the possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam. Air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam. There is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, and no significant abnormality noted, period, new paragraph. The analysis, this patient has a symptom of palpitation, plus blood pressure is not controlled, period. The etiology of the chest discomfort is unclear, period. Since her palpitation, they decrease gradually, raise the possibility that she may have a sinus tachycardia, period. Plan is to do Holter recording and the stress test to evaluate for possibility of any cardiac arrhythmias, period. Also, plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation plus any structural valve problem, abnormality, valve, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, abnormality, and cardiac function, period. New paragraph. The patient was explained above analysis and the finding along with the pros and cons of workup, pros P for Peter, ROS, and cons CO, N for Nancy S of the workup, which she understood well and she had no further questions, period. She then agreed for a cardiac workup, period. New paragraph. in view of her high uncontrolled blood pressure, she was prescribed carvedilol, C for Charlie, A for Apple, R, V for Victor, E for Europe, D for David, I for India, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, 12.5 milligram PO twice a day, period losartan 50 milligram PO in the morning period. The pros and cons of medications were explained to the patient, and she was also informed that carvedilol may also help palpitation along with the helping to control the blood pressure period. She was advised low salt diet period. She was given instruction about gradually decreasing the salt intake to get adjusted to the low salt diet period. She understood various suggestions well and she had no further questions, period, new paragraph. Face to face, more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, comma, discussion of the finding, comma, analysis and advice, plus pros and cons of workup, and also importance of controlling blood pressure, period. She was informed that further workup and management will depend on the findings of the present workup period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, recurrent palpitation. Next line number two, symptom of chest discomfort with palpitation, but occasionally without palpitation for short duration. Period. Next line number three. Accelerated hypertension, accelerated A for Apple, C for Charlie, C for Charlie, E for Europe, L for Larry, E for Europe, R, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, D for David, hypertension, next line. Number four, possible mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Number five, anxiety, period. Consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.